Australia's sometimes strained relationship with Indonesia was strengthened today. President Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono, who's on a three-day visit to Australia, said he'd confirmed that Indonesian police had killed Dul Martin. He was one of the key terrorists involved in the 2002 Bali bombings, sometimes named as the driving force of those attacks. In a first for Indonesia, the president addressed the Australian Parliament this afternoon. He and Kevin Rudd have resolved to upgrade the bilateral partnership. The two leaders will meet once a year. Australia's and Indonesia's foreign and defence ministers will do the same. And they've agreed on a new cooperation framework to prevent and disrupt people smuggling operations. Indonesia is going to make people smuggling a criminal act. From Canberra, Alexandra Kirk reports.
The day's been replete with symbolism.
Mr. President, you are indeed a welcome guest in Australia. We come together as friends, as neighbours, as partners, and I got to say at a personal level, a relationship which I enjoy.
Kevin Rudd and Tony Abbott met Dr. Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono separately, then at an official lunch and again in the House of Representatives, where the Indonesian president became only the fifth world leader to address the Australian Parliament in its 110-year history.
Mr. President, we are ambitious for the future of our relationship. We are committed to a new partnership for a new century for Australia and for Indonesia. Mr. President, you are a welcome guest in this Parliament.
As people, we like each other, and as nations, we need each other.
But the opposition leader also used the occasion to take a swipe at Kevin Rudd's asylum seeker policy with the arrival of another boatload today, the 21st for the year.
We have worked to end people smuggling before. People smuggling has started again, and we can stop it again, provided it's done cooperatively and with a clear understanding of our mutual interests and with the right policies in place here in Australia.
The Prime Minister and the Indonesian President have agreed to step up the Australian-Indonesian partnership. The two leaders will meet once a year in either country, as will the Foreign and Defence Ministers, with a new Australia-Indonesia leadership dialogue to bring influential figures together for wide-ranging exchanges. Kevin Rudd and the President have also cemented a new cooperation framework to combat people smuggling. The federal government refuses to specify what's in it, saying that would warn people smugglers and traffickers of their efforts. But President Yudhoyono has revealed one part of the deal.
And to strengthen our legal instrument, the Indonesian government will soon introduce to Parliament a law that will criminalise those involved in people smuggling. Those found guilty will be sent to prison for up to 5 years.
The President also came armed with some other news that Indonesian police, quote, put out of commission one of the key terrorists involved in the 2002 Bali bombings, which killed 202 people, including 88 Australians.
Kepolisian Indonesia telah melumpuhkan satu tokoh Asia Tenggara, teroris Dul Martin, yang kemarin bisa dilumpuhkan dalam operasi kepolisian di Jakarta.
I have great news to announce to you. Today, I can announce to you that after a successful police raid against a terrorist hiding out in Jakarta yesterday, that we can confirm that one of those that were killed were Mr. Dul Martin, one of the top Southeast Asian terrorists that we've been looking for.
SBY, as he's known, says the two countries have come a long way together, but it's not always been an easy relationship.
In the last 60 years of our diplomatic relations, we have gone through many ups and downs, many generational changes, many political eras, and many crises.
The two came together after the Bali bombings and tsunami. East Timor, he said, represents an all-time low. Tensions remain. Indonesia's territorial sovereignty is one of them.
Indonesians are proud people who cherish our national unity and territorial integrity above all else. The success of peace and reconciliation in Aceh and Papua is not trivial, but a matter of national survival for us, Indonesians.
He says while the two countries continue to get closer, there will be speed humps.
We have to continue to earn each other's trust, for trust is at the heart of our bilateral relations. Excellencies, friends, the Australian-Indonesian partnership today is solid and strong. But just how far this partnership will take us will depend on our ability to address a set of challenges.
No official guest is allowed to leave without a gift. President Yudhoyono is taking home an Australian-made acoustic guitar.
The president sings well, he writes music, and he writes his own lyrics. In all three departments, he's vastly superior to myself. And I hope he enjoys this Australian acoustic guitar, which has his initials now inscribed on the side.
The Prime Minister Kevin Rudd ending Alexandra Kirk's report.